I'm April Cummings with your latest news. The Public Accounts Committee opened 2 days of hearings this morning on government's follow-through on recommendations. The first person in the witness chair, the new deputy governor, the Honorable Gloria McField Nixon, who's been on the job exactly 2 months. She used her first appearance to accept some of the criticism, but then to challenge part of it.
There's no question that the civil service must take responsibility for delivering agreed improvements and following through on its commitments made to this committee and to the public. There is no question that we have fallen short in our responsiveness. As Deputy Governor, I openly acknowledge this and seek today to demonstrate not only in words but in deeds how we are tackling this backlog.
Her explanation was not about willingness, but more about process. She says no one in government owned the list.
Until this year, there was no single government-wide system for tracking recommendations once an audit report was issued. This gap in our management system, not a disregard for OAG's findings, was a significant reason for backlog.
That has now changed. A central digital tool holds all the recommendations in one place. Chief officers have to report into it once a year, and the Office of the Deputy Governor will put progress in front of senior leadership. The early returns cover the entities appearing before the committee this week. Of 139 of those recommendations, 85 are assessed as done. 40 are in progress, 3 have not begun, and 11 have been formally refused with reasons written down. The Auditor General's team gets the evidence behind those claims later this month, but there was one finding the Deputy Governor would not accept, and that is the warning that a long open list means a higher risk of fraud and waste.
I have great respect for the Auditor General's work, but I do not believe that the number of outstanding recommendations by itself is a reliable measure of fraud risk.
Her case is that every ministry is audited independently each year, and all but one holds a clean opinion. She also wants the recommendations themselves rewritten in the future, arguing that words like consider, review, and assess leave no one able to say when a job is actually finished. The hearings continue tomorrow when chief officers from various ministries holding the largest share of those recommendations take their turn. You can listen live on Breeze 105.3 FM. The local job market hits the wall. Radio Cayman's Garsley Fuller has more from Workforce Opportunities and Residency Cayman's monthly labor market demand.
There were more than 1,700 local jobs advertised in August. That's down from about 2,100 in July and down by 2 jobs when compared to August 2025. 1,740 of those jobs advertised were for Grand Cayman, 38 in Cayman Brac, and 6 in Little Cayman. There were 32 job postings for the public sector, which is up from 20 posted in July. Following the monthly trend, the construction industry accounted for more than 20% of the total number of job openings in August. More than 15,400 jobs have been advertised in the first 8 months of the year, up more than 24% when compared to the same period in 2025. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carslee Fuller.
You can find out more at egov.ky. The Office of the Premier is getting a new chief of staff next month. Dr. Carrie Bergstrom takes up the post on the 1st of October. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
Premier Andre Ebanks has appointed Dr. Carrie Bergstrom as his new chief of staff. She holds a Doctor of Education Ministry degree, along with credentials as a global professional in human resources and a certified business continuity professional.
Dr. Carrie brings vast experience across the public and private sectors, as well as a skill set that is uniquely suited to this role. She excels at navigating complex challenges, leading change management, and developing human capital, which aligns well with the NCFC's agenda to address long-standing national issues and modernize government services.
In the role, she will lead the Office of the Premier. That includes providing strategic policy advice, coordinating how policy is carried out across ministries, and supporting delivery of the government's priorities. Dr. Bergstrom says she's deeply humbled by the opportunity to serve her country and that she looks forward to contributing her experience, energy, and commitment to advancing government's priorities for the people of the Cayman Islands. The Premier also thanked outgoing Chief of Staff Pilar Bush for her service, recognizing what he called her foundational contribution to the Office of the Premier. Executive Advisor Juliette Dufay will coordinate the work of the office in the interim. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Aging Well Together is the theme of the 2026 Aging Forum, an annual event hosted by the Council of Older Persons. A key feature of the event, it's totally free.
And that was important to the council, that we could offer this to the general public. People who are aging, older persons, people who provide services to older persons, but just people as well who are interested in the topic of aging to come out. It's a free event. It's happening on the 26th of this month at Hotel Indigo. That's a Saturday. It starts at 12 o'clock with the lunch, and the presentation start at 1 o'clock all the way up until 7 p.m.
Department of Children and Family Services, Cassandra Fearon tells Radio Cayman, the Aging Forum brings together seniors, families, caregivers, healthcare professionals, and government partners for a full afternoon of learning, connection, and celebration.
The main speaker, keynote speaker, is Dr. Roy Botten. He's a former politician, and he was also the former president of UCCI. His keynote speech is going to be on, are we doing enough for those who built the Cayman Islands? We also have a presentation by the HSA Behavioral Health Unit, and that is understanding mental health in older persons. Mm-hmm.
This year's theme, Aging Well Together, focuses on elevating the profile of older persons in the islands and influencing the policy, practice, and investment decisions that shape their quality of life. Ms. Fearon hopes that everyone will come out, especially local entrepreneurs.
When we talked about the growing population and people living longer, we want persons to see the necessary services that are needed. There is opportunity as well for business to provide services to older persons. There's opportunity for new charities to support older persons, because there's only two. There's the Meals on Wheels, and then there's the Red Cross, which has a supporter seniors program, and they provide transportation. So there are many opportunities.
Again, the Aging Forum is September 26th from 12 to 7 p.m. at Hotel Indigo. Reserve your spot at eventbrite.com. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Today, Cayman joins the world in recognizing International Literacy Day.
This year's theme is Literacy for People, the Planet, and Prosperity. It's a timely reminder that reading is the foundation on which everything is built. It shapes how we understand the world, it shapes how we connect with each other, and it shapes how we build better lives.
In his International Literacy Day message, Minister for Education, the Honorable Rolston Anglin, celebrated the progress being made in literacy across local schools.
This year's theme is Literacy for People, the Planet, and Prosperity. It's a timely reminder that reading is the foundation on which everything is built. It shapes how we understand the world, it shapes how we connect with each other, and it shapes how we build better lives.
The minister also lauded public libraries that foster a genuine love of reading.
There's a program for every age and stage. Storytime and the Bookends Club at the Georgetown Public Library are just two examples. Every district library offers something unique. If you haven't been in a while, go pay one a visit. You'll be surprised at what's waiting for you there.
As part of International Literacy Day, Minister Anglin encourages you to put down your phone and pick up a book today. K-Musica opens its autumn season tomorrow night.
We are delighted to welcome you to an exceptional evening of music featuring two outstanding artists, pianist Glennie Nanga and cellist Dequan Smith. For Dequan, this concert has become a cherished tradition before he returns to the UK for another year of studies at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland.
K-Music's Marius Gaina tells Radio Cayman Wednesday night's show at the John Gray Memorial Church will feature pieces by Schumann, Stravinsky, and Franck. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings.